Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus, celebrating 60 years in 2023. Remembering the Quakers. On this day, November 11th in the year 1815, an advertisement in the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette invited interested persons to attend a furniture auction to be held in Tudor Street on the site of a former Quaker meeting house. Who were the Quakers, you might ask? Well, the Quakers, also known as the Society of Friends, was a religious group founded in England during the mid-17th century by George Fox. Fox founded the Quakers because he felt that the established Church of England had lost touch with the true message of Jesus. Originally, this religious group did not have a priestly tradition, and members met and allowed the Spirit to move them vocally and physically. Their physical movements or shaking came to be known as quaking, thus the name Quakers was ascribed to them as a means of ridicule. Because of official persecution in England, thousands of Quakers fled to Barbados and other British colonies where persecution continued because of their pacifism, religious beliefs, and humanity toward the enslaved. The Quakers came to Barbados in 1655 when Anne Austin and Mary Fisher arrived to spread the faith in Barbados. In 1671, George Fox visited Barbados and stayed 3 months where he ministered with the local Quakers. By the end of the 17th century, the Quakers had established 5 meeting houses, which were located at Tudor Street, Bridgetown, Plantation Meeting House, Pikestown, Pumpkin Hill, St. Lucie, Windward Meeting House, an unknown location, Pory Spring Meeting House, St. Thomas, and Thickets Meeting House, St. Philip. It is estimated that by the end of the 17th century, there were about 1,000 Quakers in Barbados. Additionally, there were also 6 Quaker burial spaces. In St. Michael, there was one in the area close to the State House, formerly Government House, another outside the wall of the Jewish Synagogue in Bridgetown, and other locations included St. Peter, on a part of what is today the site of the St. Peter's Cemetery, Church Village, St. Philip, opposite the parish church, Pumpkin Hill, St. Lucie, Pory Spring, St. Thomas, and the Windward site. Unfortunately, the hurricane of 1780 destroyed all the Quaker meeting houses and they were not rebuilt. Persecution in Barbados because of their stance on slavery, the refusal to bear arms or to pay the required taxes to support the resident militia, along with better opportunities in British North America, caused many Quakers to leave Barbados, mainly for the American colonies. To avoid persecution and blend into the society here in Barbados, some Quaker families joined the Barbados Anglican congregation. However, the Quakers left a lasting legacy in Barbados. Dr. Henry Fraser credits the work of Quaker medical practitioner Dr. William Hillary's studies of various diseases in Barbados during the 1750s for giving us greater understanding of the health of the enslaved population. Additionally, the State House, the official residence of the President of Barbados, was the Quaker Pilgrim Plantation. Quaker families included names like Weeks, Giddings, Morris, Pilgrim, Martindale, Jones, Rouse, and Fretwell, some of which have survived and are well known today. The known sites of meeting houses, burial spaces, and place names such as Quakers Road are also part of our historical heritage. Importantly, the Quakers of Barbados must be credited for being firm in their belief that the enslaved were also the children of God and should be treated humanely. As a result, when the established church refused to expose the enslaved to the gospel, the Quakers took to the task at peril to themselves. They also taught them to read and write and did not enslave them for life. On this day, November 11th in the year 1815, mention of the Quaker site in the newspaper advertisement highlighted the presence and significant contribution of this otherwise forgotten religious group.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.